But if you want to open up your Bible to Galatians chapter 5, that might be helpful for you. And we sang the same thing several times with that song. Hopefully it didn't get old. Because we're going to be going over these nine things a lot this year. Talked some about it last week. And we're going to do a little more introduction today. But the plan is we're going to spend the next nine-ish months talking about these fruit of the Spirit. Your response might be the same as Bill's when I mentioned it to the elders, what I thought would be a good plan for this year. He said, so we're going to spend most of the year on one verse. Now, I would point out that if you look in Galatians 5, starting in 22 and going into half of 23, you get the fruit of the Spirit. So it's actually most of the year on a verse and a half, which I think is a big difference. But you know, there's a point there. This verse and a half says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The rest of that verse says, against such things there is no law. And so we are going to spend much of the year on this verse and a half, but the truth is, these are ideas that we're going to find all over the place in the Bible. There are a few reasons that I think this is a good place to go following our reading the Bible in a year plan. Some of them, congregational reasons, congregational goals. One of them, more personal perhaps, though might be shared, might not be the only one. There is an image of one person that I always keep in my head that kind of drives me in the way that I approach my faith. It's a man named Hendrikus Bors. I don't know if anybody is familiar with Hendrikus Bors. Maybe not. Mr. Bors, sorry, Dr. Bors, was a professor for a long time at Candler School of Theology at Emory University. For a while, he was the chair of their New Testament department. He particularly specialized in the works of Paul, and for a while he was the chair of the Society of Biblical Literature's Pauline Studies session. Few people know more about the works of Paul than Hendrikus Bors, and as I have openly shared, I am not one of those people that know more than him. Not one of my areas of most study. He's written several books, including titles like Christ in the Works of Paul. But Hendrikus Bors was also an atheist. He was widely respected biblical scholar, taught students the Bible, was the head of a department at a Bible school, didn't believe any of it. Sometimes we think that spending all of our time in the Bible, spending our time reading and studying, is all we need. So you just need this, and if you study this enough, then you've got what you need. And I'm tempted to go with that. That's kind of the way I work. I've shared that I'm very much one of those
head-based people. I struggle sometimes with the heart. Rachel has to keep me balanced on that. So I understand that draw to just let's just study, and the more we know about the Bible, the better off we'll be. Then I get that reminder of Hendrikus Boers. You can study, but if you don't move from the study to making it matter, to making it count, to actually showing that you believe and having faith, what good is it? And so I enjoyed our year of study. I did. I hope you did too. I heard comments from time to time that you thought that it was worthwhile doing. And we are finally wrapping it up next Sunday, right? It's our last part of Revelation. It was good. I think it was a good thing for our congregation to spend that time in the Word, spend that time studying, seeing what's there, learning those names, seeing the big picture, talking about what God wants to do with His people, and knowing what's there. But we have to pair the head with the heart. And I see that in Galatians here. In Galatians, it talks in several places about moving past the law, not being hung up on the law, and the freedom that is found in Christ. And that's where chapter 5 begins. It starts off with saying, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." It's talking about not going back to the law, not going back to these things being talked about. And it says the way you do that is living in the Spirit. Not just living with your nose in a text, but living in the Spirit. Talks about the difference between living in the Spirit and living in the flesh, or the sinful nature, depending on your translation. Talks about the ways that we show ourselves to be filled with the Spirit, the way we show ourselves to be followers of Jesus, what it looks like to be a Christian. I joke with my classes sometimes. Being a general education class that I usually teach, survey of biblical literature, there are a lot of students that don't know their Bible, aren't churchgoers. They don't know this stuff, and they're very nervous. And I say, don't worry, this class ends with a final exam, not an altar call. Right, so you can get a good grade in this class, even if you go through it without believing, without the faith. If you know your stuff, you're going to be okay. Standing here in front of you, I can't say the same thing. Talking in class this morning about heaven and what's that going to be like, and we're struggling to have something to say. We're struggling to talk about the physical versus spiritual and the symbolic, and trying to talk about these things about heaven as Revelation comes down to the end, where it talks about the promise of what is to come. And I can say, unlike my college class, it's not going to be a written test when we get there someday. It's not going to be how many A and J names can you name from Kings and Chronicles. It's not going to be can you put the dates on here and how well do you know your minor versus major prophets, and can you tell me the difference in the genealogies of Jesus in Matthew and Luke. And it's not going to be talking about the different things that happened historically in each of the cities that Paul wrote to. It's not going to be about how well did you memorize the words on the page. It's not going to be how well can you wire a microphone, thankfully. It's not enough just to know what's in here. We need to live like it matters. We need to show that we live in the spirit, not in the flesh, and not just in the pages of a book. And I think the way that Galatians 5 talks about that here is a good place to come at it. Again, we're not actually going to be looking at Galatians 5 every Sunday for 9 or 10 months. We're going to be talking about these ideas, and we're going to be all over the place, but we are going to keep coming back to this list, the fruit of the Spirit. The things that if we are living in the Spirit, if we are filled with the Spirit, if we are living as the people of God, we read about the relationship God wants. If we are living that relationship with God, we will naturally produce these things. These are the things that you can recognize. A Christian by seeing. These are the things that I think, if we are really doing what this is saying, it's not just what's produced, but I think it's something that dwells in us. We're talking about spirit, right? I think that these 9 things, which is, this is not an exhaustive list, of course, but these things end up being part of our DNA, right? Part of who we are as faithful Christians. These things can't happen just in a Bible class. These are things that this is fruit, this is results that are shown not just in a church building. It is about taking them elsewhere. It is about how we interact with others, not just in the church, but everywhere we go. And we're going to dig in. But here's the plan. I don't know how long this is going to go this morning. It might not end up being long. And hopefully this doesn't sound too much like I'm repeating last week or 3 weeks ago. Because I've been kind of trying to lay the foundation of this. But I felt, even though we've talked about it some, I wanted to get a kickoff to this study instead of just jumping right into the first one. We're going to take 4 weeks. This is the plan. Sometimes plans get adjusted. We're planning on taking 4 weeks on each of these fruit of the Spirit. We're going to start off on each one just digging in to find out what the Bible has to say. I know, more study. It's okay. We're going to dig in, pull out the concordance or whatever digital form of that you have, or that I have. I'm going to prepare the sermons mostly. I'm going to dig in and see what the Bible has to say about each of these things. In some cases, like I imagine next week with love, there's going to be a lot there. And it's going to be sifting through to find some of the highlights, some of the things the Bible has to say about love. Some of them, maybe it won't be as extensive. Maybe we'll do... We'll end up having to sit down on a few texts a little bit longer. Maybe something like gentleness. Maybe something like patience. I don't know. I haven't done the study yet. I'm looking forward to it. But we're going to do a deep dive into what the Bible has to say about each of these things. Because it's hard to ask if we are embodying these things until we find out what they are. So, first week of each of these four-week chunks is going to be digging in, looking at what are each of these traits. I imagine it might look a little bit like a Don Wright sermon. I don't know. We'll see. I like those. You like those? Okay. We're going to go from the deep dive. After that, we're going to look at examples of people that really exhibit these traits. Because we don't just learn these things from the pages of a text. We learn them relationally. We learn them by looking at the people that we respect, the people that we admire and aspire to be like. We learn from looking at God's people through history, whether from the Bible or outside the Bible. And these are the weeks that I'm going to ask for some help, even. I'm going to ask for your help to point out some of these examples in the lead up. I don't know how often any of you go to our congregation's Facebook page. Probably not much, because the guy who's supposed to be updating the Facebook page doesn't do that too much. Sorry. I think the last update I put on there was that Don was retiring. But I'm going to try to do better. And I'm planning on, as we're going through these, saying, here's what we're looking at. We're looking at love. We're looking at self-control. We're looking at joy. Who does that make you think of? And so maybe you will spend some time going on to our Facebook page and putting it on there. Maybe so we might get some outside opinions. And I'll keep mentioning Facebook. You can talk to me, too. We can talk. I want to see what are these profiles of these traits that we can learn from. So first we see what these traits are, then we see the people who are doing them really well that we can learn from. We're going to move on from there. The third step on each of these is we're going to talk about Jesus. Seems like a natural step. We're going to look at how Jesus came in contact with these traits, whether it's things Jesus taught or examples that Jesus gave. While I do think each of these, there are countless examples that we can look at and we will look at, I don't want us to lose focus on Jesus. So after we find out what it is and seen some people we recognize that in, we're going to stop and we're going to look at Jesus. We're going to make sure we don't lose sight of if we are Christians, we ought to look like Christ. So we're going to find out what did Jesus have to say about these and how do we see them in Jesus. I don't know if I'm going to put that on a website, but if you have stuff, please talk to me. I like hearing from everybody. I've shared many times, I mostly go to the Tuesday class to steal their good ideas. I'm sure others have good ideas, too, that I can steal from. We'll talk. And finally, once we have done our deep dive to find out what the Bible has to say about it, and we've looked at examples, and we've spent some time with Jesus, we're going to dig down to look at how can we live out these traits. What will it look like for each of us to embody love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And my hope is that by spending this time with these traits, by spending our time with these important ideas of the Spirit, we can, as Galatians says, we can live by the Spirit. And we can keep in step with the Spirit and not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. That we can live in a way that does not turn our faith into something competitive. It does not turn our faith into something isolationist. But we can take these ideas and we can learn to internalize and make these fruit of the Spirit something that we embody, and we can go and show this to everyone that we come across. And so when somebody sees someone from Romeo Church of Christ. It's not one of those Christians that we just hope they don't talk about that God stuff. That we can show the Spirit in a way that makes somebody want to hear. That we don't end up being those stereotypes that we talked about a few weeks ago. We don't end up being somebody that others will say, you can be around us, and I'm okay, you're a Christian, but just don't bring that stuff up. It is my hope, it's my prayer that we can go from our study to living in the Spirit, and that we can be a blessing to everyone. And while it is no bad thing to know what the Bible says, and it is no bad thing to know more about God, we want to end up following the footsteps of Jesus, not the footsteps of somebody like Henricus Bors, who could lecture us all day about the Bible but doesn't believe it. What a shame if we ended up there. So that's all I have for this morning. It's an introduction, so there's not some big aha moment, but I hope that this is going to be a year filled with those. I hope it's going to be a year filled with bringing ideas together. It may have been the case as we were going through the reading last year that a few of the people who had done the readings before, who had studied these things, are mainly the ones that are going to be doing a lot of the teaching and a lot of the discussion will be one direction. When it comes to the fruits of the Spirit, I don't think it's going to end up that way. I think we all have something to share. I think we all have something to teach each other and to learn from each other when it comes to these things. And I'm looking forward to it. If there's anything you need this morning, if you need prayers, we heard from Michelle late last night and the good news this morning. We heard the request for prayers last night and good news of good results this morning about Rob. If there's anything you need prayers about, that's what we're here for. We're not just here to talk either. We want to lift each other up, love on each other, and be there for each other. If there are any struggles you have, if there's any needs that you have, believe me, believe us when I say we want to know. If there's anything you need this morning, please let us know. Come forward as we stand and sing.
I hear thy welcome voice.